Ukraine has taken the Ukraine war to Russia this month. It's been the big, perhaps unexpected turn in the conduct of the war. President Zelensky said this afternoon it's part of a strategy to end the war on Ukraine's terms. It has used weapons in that incursion provided by other countries, including the UK. But not all weapons provided from other nations are authorised for use by Ukraine inside Russia. For example, the Storm Shadow cruise missiles the UK has provided are restricted. What should the rules be, though? The bigger Western powers have changed their tune already from where they were at the beginning of the war, but there's been more discussion about allowing Ukraine free use of donated weapons inside Russia. Well, in a moment, we'll hear from former Defence Secretary Ben Wallace, who authorised the release of Storm Shadow cruise missiles. But first, Shashank Joshi, Defence Editor of The Economist. He talked through the evolving policies of the West in the way their arms are used inside Russia itself.
They started off very, very hesitantly. At the beginning of the war, there was some limited provision of lethal assistance, and there was a real debate even inside Whitehall over whether the UK was right to be providing such a substantial amount of things like anti-tank weapons. What happened then is that those red lines around all other types of what were seen as offensive weapons quickly began to slip. But at the beginning, it was a really cagey, limited form of assistance that was being given to Ukraine.
And there's more or less agreement across the Allies on that. And we can hear a bit of what President Macron said at the time back in March 2022.
Our posture is the same, to continue to provide defensive and lethal weapons to Ukraine, with a red line, of course, which is to not be a co-belligerent.
All right. Well, look, we know that at the beginning, the idea was not really for Ukraine to be using Western weapons in Russia. That began to change, though. Now, talk us through that process.
If you're looking at the West, then it's really only when Ukraine goes back on the offensive in those really heady days of late 2022, and then attention begins turning to the question of more Ukrainian offensives. And that discussion prompts eventually movement on things like tanks, on longer range missiles that are potentially capable of reaching all the way inside Russia, and eventually, later on, most controversially, fighter jets.
Okay, and we can just hear one of the moments, if you like, in that process of more offensive weapons being handed over. Ben Wallace, Defence Secretary here in the last government, announcing the UK would give Storm Shadow missiles to Ukraine.
Storm Shadow is a long-range, conventional-only precision strike capability. The donation of these weapon systems gives Ukraine the best chance to defend themselves against Russia's continued brutality.
Shashank, before we move on, can you just tell us why is the Storm Shadow missile in a somewhat different category to an anti-tank missile, for example?
Essentially, it's an air-launched cruise missile. It's been around since the early 90s, but it's a very advanced missile capable of striking very valuable targets, you might say. Things that are well behind the front lines, typically, that have very high value, and in some cases might be well protected by air defences. And because this is a low-flying cruise missile that uses a variety of tricks to try and evade air defences, it has a better chance of getting through to those well-defended, valuable targets.
2024, there are changes that suggest Ukraine can actually use Western weapons provided by the likes of US and UK inside Russia. Here, for example, let's just hear Antony Blinken confirming that in a press conference this May.
Over the past few weeks, Ukraine came to us and asked for the authorization to use weapons that we're providing. That went right to the president, and as you've heard, he's approved the use of our weapons for that purpose.
All right, Shashank, what's going on here? There has been a change, but it's not a do whatever you like, Ukraine, with the weapons we give you. There are all sorts of red lines, terms and conditions.
Loads of terms and conditions. It applies to almost all weapons, which mostly, of course, have reasonably tactical ranges. It doesn't apply to the long-range weapons that America has provided. Those are the ATACMS ballistic missiles. And it doesn't apply to the Storm Shadow Scalp Anglo-French missiles. And fundamentally, the reason it doesn't apply is these would be capable of striking things further into Russia, more sensitive sites. And I think Western countries probably don't want their weapons associated with those kind of sensitive strikes.
So where we are today, Ukraine can use British weapons for action inside Russia, but not use those Storm Shadow cruise missiles?
There's a degree of obfuscation around this, but from everything we understand, there is no indication Ukraine currently has permission either to use British, French, or I think Italians also, or indeed American long-range missiles inside Russia. There is a debate over this, and there's a debate over this in part because we're seeing Ukraine now operate inside Russia in Kursk province on the ground using Western armor and other weapons, but also because the intensity of Russian glide bomb attacks has gone up significantly. And these are flown and lofted from inside Russia using Russian jets. So there's an argument that says it should be possible to degrade the airfields that Russia is using with long-range missiles.
Shashank Joshi there, explaining the long background, evolving background to Western policies on how their weapons are used. The Ministry of Defence spoke to us and they just said on the use of Storm Shadow missiles, no change in the UK's position. We've been providing aid to support Ukraine's clear right of self-defence. We're clear that equipment provided by the UK is intended for the defence of Ukraine. I hope that's as clear to you as it is to them. Let us talk, though, to Ben Wallace, the former Defence Secretary, former Conservative MP, of course. Ben, thank you so much for joining us. When you authorised those Storm Shadow missiles, did you have in mind that they should not be and could not be, as a condition, used inside Russia itself?
No, not really. Remember, the first real strikes of Storm Shadow were up roughly just to the north of Crimea in that sort of main logistics supply route and some of the helicopter bases that the Russians were using to prosecute their illegal invasion. And then eventually Storm Shadows were seen being used in Crimea. And we often, all the way through this, have forgotten to look at it through the Russians' eyes. So the Russians believe Crimea is Russia. Putin famously said Crimea is Russia and Russia is Crimea. So in a sense, they've already been striking in Russia. I mean, the whole of Putin's narrative about the sort of unification is based around a strong inherent belief that people at places like Crimea is already Russia. So we didn't really take those views. We took the view, and we've always been consistent, that the only red line is international law. And Article 51 of the United Nations allows a state to defend itself, obviously, right, from an illegal invasion. And it is also allowed to take offensive action against bases that are used to prosecute that war on it.
So, far as you're concerned, using those missiles to attack a base inside Russia that may be used to help the Russian invasion of Ukraine, that's okay. To invade Kursk region, as Ukraine is currently doing, would that be prescribed?
Well, I think that the key here is Kursk region was being used to mount attacks on Ukraine, including the airfields, which we've just heard, obviously things like glide bombs, which have been used against civilian areas. And all the way through the last sort of 2.5 years, and certainly when I was in the job, I made it very clear, both in direct communication to the Russians and indeed in our actions, that our response was calibrated, but also if Russia continued to prosecute war crimes or start targeting civilian infrastructure, breaking international law as they were doing, there would be a response. When early on in this war, after we started doing short-range anti-tank missiles, and we're talking 300 meters, handheld weapons, Russia started bombing civilian houses. That's when I authorized the Starstreak anti-aircraft short-range missile to go in, and we informed the then resident GRU Hood, or whatever he was called, in the Russian embassy, that that's why we were doing it, and right, we always made it clear. Storm Shadow really became more and more important as the Russians adapted to both Ukrainian capabilities and short-range weapons. They moved their headquarters and air bases further afield. And this is really as much a reflection on today's war and where it is as it was on day one.
What I want to get to is, should we just say, look, no restrictions, use these weapons however you want to use them. We know you're defending yourself. You didn't start this war. You're not really interested in holding on to Russian territory indefinitely. This is all about defending yourself. Just you decide, Ukraine. Or should we continue to say, not really very keen on you using these weapons if it isn't a military target in Russia, or if it isn't directly connected to the invasion of Ukraine?
Well, if it's not connected at all. It's against international law. You can't just pick a random air base and the fire. So I think my view would be we should be saying to Ukraine, look, it's your war. You are sacrificing Ukrainian lives to defend, in my view, the values of Europe and ourselves. You know, we're not fighting there and losing our children and everything else. You should have the weapons to expel Russia from your territory. And if that includes firing Storm Shadows at bases in Russia that are being used to prosecute that war, then you should be able and free.
Firing at the Kremlin, not allowed. That would be...
No, that wouldn't...
That's not allowed.
No, at all. And we've seen today a Russian ferry being hit that's been used to supply the war from the Kursk bridge area. That's been hit with a homemade Ukrainian missile, the Neptune missile. Mm. So they're perfectly capable of developing their own longer range.
Yeah.
There is one area that I think is more important, actually, than this debate, and there's a danger this debate becomes a one-way rabbit hole, is Britain, Italy, and France have supplied significant supplies of Storm Shadows. That is not an endless supply. Germany has Taurus, which is exactly the same type of missile. Scholz has continually to refuse to release them. The best boost you could give Ukraine for fighting within Ukraine is Germany joins France and Italy and Britain to release those stocks and gives Ukraine a proper stock of those missiles to deal with Russians in Ukraine.
All right. Ben Wallace, thanks so much for talking us through all of that.